Brain. These five documentaries include Healing the Brain Naturally, You're Smarter Than You Think, The Art of Healthy Cooking, The Food Mood Connection, and De-Stress Naturally. All five DVDs plus the book for a mere $150. Do not miss this opportunity. It is a very generous package called Reboot Your Brain. That's what you want to tell the phone answerers. You call this number right now. We only have a couple minutes left. Do not miss out on this. 516-620-3602. For $150, you get all of that material, plus it's a tax-deductible contribution. Forgot to even say that. This is like, you know, one of the last times. We're only a few months away from the end of the year, and you can write this off. So it's Gary Knowles, Reboot Your Brain, $150. You want the pack, five documentaries plus one DVD. Five DVDs plus one book, Reboot Your Brain. You see, Christine even needs to reboot her brain. She needs to eat that book. The book is brand new. Like I said, Gary's been working on this for a very long time. It's a very, very exciting project that he has finally finished, and it makes available to you right now for $150. Reboot Your Brain, the pack, the number to call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. You can also pledge securely at WBAI.org. Again, WBAI.org. That is the website you can go to and securely pledge online. You can look at all of the other thank you gifts that are available to you for our fund drive. But whatever you do, do not miss out on this opportunity, because we're talking a great, great deal. Reboot Your Brain, $150. Give us a call right now. And think about this too. If it's not something that, let's say, you think that you're perfectly fine. You know exactly what to eat. You have insane recipes. You know how to prepare them. You know how to cook them. You know how to live younger, to feel better, to live healthier in your aging. You know all of this information, which I know you don't, but let's just say you do. Maybe you could get this gift, this pack, for someone else who you know really needs it, who's eating horribly, who's drinking a lot of coffee, who you think you see signs of. You go, memory loss. I forget where did I put my keys. I forget who did I talk to last night. What did I do yesterday? Okay? If you're someone who's even like, yeah, you know what? I don't know what I had for lunch yesterday. And you're racing through your brain. Get this information. It is so really important for you to get this information. $150, Reboot Your Brain, and you get all that material. Five DVDs from Gary Knoll, plus the Reboot Your Brain book. And you know, with Gary, you will not be disappointed. I have never, and I've watched a lot of his documentaries, and I've read a lot of his books, and I have never, ever been disappointed in one documentary from him. You get five, plus a book, for $150. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. I'm running out of time. As a matter of fact, I have to go, but I want to thank you so very much for your phone calls. I want you to keep those calls coming in to folks at 516-620-3602. We do need your contributions. It's a tax-deductible contribution, and you're going to be supporting this program, the Gary Knoll Hour, but you're also going to be supporting Pacifica Radio. You're going to be supporting WBAI, your community radio station.
Shun. Yes, and that's where you're tuned, WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. That was the Gary Knoll Hour from earlier today, the second day of our fall fundraising drive here at WBAI. I have no doubt that Christine Blasdale will be back. And unfortunately, Robert Knight and Earthwatch is unavailable for broadcast this evening. I believe Robert's a bit under the weather. We hope he will be back with us next week. And, my orders have changed so many times, I'm not sure what all is our next scheduled program. So I'm going to put on the one that I believe was the last one that I was asked to play at this hour. Jim Freund will be along a little early with Hour of the Wolf, coming your way at 1 o'clock this morning. Gee, there's someone who probably wants to tell me what to play. Well, I'm going to start the one that I think I'm supposed to play, and if there's any changes, you'll be the first to know about it.
This country, a huge geographical entity, has been an empire more or less from the word go.
The word American next to the word empire is impossible. It's an oxymoron. The two words don't fit at all. But unfortunately, something has changed, hasn't it? The definition of empire didn't change, but the definition of American did.
The notion is that what's good for America is good for the world. I think if I had to describe what the American empire is, it's that notion that Americans know best. And really, it's getting more and more resented in the world because this system is really not working. It's really, in many ways, killing the planet.
Americans don't want to think that we're an empire. We don't want to think that we are exerting military power and imposing it on the world. As a nation, our policies exist to impose our will and very often financially gain from the resources and the labor of other peoples.
We in the United States don't realize that our corporations have created this very subtle, very clandestine empire. It's been done in secret. And that's extremely dangerous because if democracy is built on the premise that you have an informed electorate, and if the electorate doesn't understand the most basic premise of our foreign policy, which is taking resources and markets from around the world, we can't vote intelligently, which means we cannot be a true democracy.
After the fall of communism, there is no other empire or countervailing force left in the world. So the United States today occupies a unique position in the history of the world. It is the only empire that exists. There is none other. And this is the first time in recorded history that it has ever happened that there is only one country, one empire.
American Empire. Hello, everyone. I am Christine Blosdale. So very happy to be joining you this hour. I am going to be bringing you content that the reason why you listen to WBAI, the reason you listen to Pacifica Radio is just for this content, this analysis that I'm going to be bringing you this hour.
All right, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. American we are Empire going to terminate this broadcast, and I have no doubt you'll hear it 5 or 10 times as the drive progresses. Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm being snarky. I'm going to hang up now on Robert, who is not at all under the weather. He's just unavailable for broadcast at this time. He's on assignment. Excuse me, on assignment. He's working on a fundraising program for later in the week. A big show. Maybe he should come on the air and all right. Goodbye. All right. I can't do 8 things at once. Be yelled at by a producer who's not here because he's out working on a major program for next week, but insists that we listen again to the program that we just heard. Gary Knoll from noon today. And as soon as we load that up, we will present it to you one more time here at WBAI New York, where one dog serves way too many masters. Oh, my, oh, my. Well. No, we'll just have silence until I can locate the program again to bring it your way. Stay tuned to the fun radio station in New York, WBAI New York. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Not the Gary Knoll Show with Christine Blosdale. Snark, snark, snark.
Ladies and gentlemen, join the award-winning Midnight Ravers on Friday, October 4th, 2013.
Angel out there, someone who can pledge at a much higher level. Maybe life has been good to you.
Yes.
You want to share your joy and your abundance with this radio station, with this particular program. I'm challenging you to pledge $1,000 right now. Call us at 516-620-3602. $1,000 may not be a lot to you, but we can make that money stretch and work so hard. I know, because the people that work at this radio station and volunteer their times from their love, from their heart, they do it every single week, every single day. They put their soul into this radio station, into the programming that you love and enjoy. So maybe writing a check for $1,000 is nothing for you. That would mean the world to us. 516-620-3602.
You heard it, people. Please do call in. Please do call in.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your support there. It's time for us to get out of here as no questions asked. And, of course, we're going to cross over to Gary Knoll. We're going to try and get everything sorted out here because it is time for us to pass on the lines. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure being with you here. And, of course, it's 12 noon here in New York City. And this is WBAI New York. Here comes Gary Knoll, coming up very, very soon, ladies and gentlemen. Give us just a few minutes as we sort everything out. Thank you kindly.
You are listening to WBAI in New York. The number to call to donate is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We're going to be getting Gary Knoll on the phone here any moment. So please, folks, do keep your calls coming in and supporting this amazing radio station and the programming that you hear day in and day out. There is no other place like WBAI.
John's is a different butcher's. Next place you are uptown, pay him a visit. Or, better still, come to buy. You will enjoy cattleman's spring meat. John's is now quite divorced from baking. Fattens, kills, flays, hangs, draws, quarters, and pieces. Feel his lambs, X. Feel how sheep, XX. His liver, too, is great value, a speciality, XXX. Communicated.
As I please. Saturday mornings at 6 on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Ella Joyce, and when I'm in New York, I listen to WBAI 99.5 FM. The more you listen, the more you learn.
Really got a hold on me.
Hi, this is Cindy Lauper, and you're listening to WBAI.
Really got a hold.
Public radio. Gotta love it.
Welcome back. Welcome back to WBAI. We are on our fun drive right now, and it is your opportunity to support the radio station that you listen to and that you rely on every single day. You can tune in any time, and WBAI is here for you with the diverse programming that you love and enjoy and have supported for so many years. But we need your help right now, and we need it in a big way. The number again is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. You can also pledge at give to WBAI.org. And we are coming to you from 99.5 FM right here in New York. Again, the number to call is 516-620-3602. We're going to be coming up very soon with Mr. Gary Knoll, and we're going to be talking about some amazing thank you gifts that we're going to be offering to you this hour. Gary has been working very, very, very hard on a brand new book that we're going to be offering, and it is a full package of goodies that you're not going to want to miss out on. So I do want you to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. And I believe, Michael, do we got him? Do we have him? Nope. Okay. So we're going to go to a clip, Michael. We're going to go to a clip from this brand new DVD called Healing the Brain Naturally. This is Gary's latest work, and it is going to be available to you in a pack that you do not want to miss out on. Let's listen now to a clip from Healing the Brain Naturally.
When you think it's good to reach 75, you're only middle-aged, biologically. Well, why are we not living longer? Why are we not healthier? Why do we have $2 trillion being spent on disease? Why do we have an epidemic of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, forgetfulness? And now, my generation, the baby boomers, are manifesting these conditions. But we don't have to. This program is going to be the first step. It's a journey of healing, a journey of wellness, a journey of hope. And it's a journey that you can take.
We have a neurodegenerative disease epidemic in America. Our children are born with more attention deficits, and the catastrophe is they're all being treated with amphetamines. Our teenagers, with their mood disturbances and their damaged brains, are choosing ecstasy and things that will damage their brain, like marijuana, and lower their memory and IQ. Our middle-aged Americans are desperately depressed because of brain injuries and damages. And 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds begin the processes of dementia. And 50% of our older Americans are demented by 80 and are dementing from 50 on.
In this program, I'm going to show you how easy it is, easy, to reverse disease. If you believe that it's possible to improve on heart disease, cholesterol, without the statin drugs, depression, without the tranquilizers, to get rid of weight without dieting, you're right. But we're focusing specifically upon the brain. That's right, the brain aging. But here's the nice thing. Whatever causes the brain to age causes every cell in the body to age. Whatever will help the brain is going to help the rest of the body. This protocol is not only going to help you get your thought power back, cognition back, memory back, but prevent that from declining and deteriorating, as you've seen so many of our senior citizens have. Between the senior citizens and the baby boomers and our children, we're talking about over 250 million Americans could be affected.
You burn out from lack of antioxidants. You dry up from your membranes of your brain not being protected, so you lose the water. So the brain goes from being a grape to a raisin. You inflame, meaning you catch fire, you can't control the fire in your head. You calcify, and then you rust as you accumulate heavy metals, lead, cadmium, soot. And you get choked to death because your blood vessels can't send up food, blood supply to your head. And then you're called old, and you've lost your memory.
First and foremost, we can't help someone if we don't stop what's causing the problem. And the problem is it's cumulative. So here are the things that are causing your brain and your body to age prematurely. So eliminate these causes, and immediately you're going to see a difference. Even before we cleanse, detoxify, and rejuvenate. Here are the primary causes of brain and body aging. One, right at the top, oxidative stress. Now, what does that mean? It means when I exercise, that's good. It's good for my hormones. It's good for my muscle tension. It's good for cleansing. And it's also good for my heartbeat, my pulse. Got to get it down. But it also has a byproduct. The byproduct of exercise is oxidative stress, meaning a lot of free radicals. And when those free radicals hit your cell, well, just imagine you got 65 trillion to 100 trillion cells. Free radicals hit the cell. How many times? 10,000 gene alterations per cell per day. And all it takes is a cell to get hit and damaged and not have enough reparative or restorative enzymes and to go in there and repair the damage, and you've prematurely aged that cell.
If you have inflammatory chemistry going on and you're releasing these chemicals called cytokines, you're reducing the amount of oxygenation that can get to your cells, and you're damaging the cell membranes that are responsible for carrying information and nutrients into and out of your cells.
the brain is particularly susceptible to antioxidant damage. And as we get oxidative stress and we don't have enough antioxidants, we accelerate the aging process with these cells.
When you smoke, oxidative stress from the smoking. Drink, oxidative from the alcohol. When you're working in a polluted environment, you breathe in that. It creates premature aging of the cell. Even sleeping good at night by taking melatonin, 3 milligrams before you go to bed, 1 to 3 milligrams, helps protect your brain from oxidative stress and free radicals.
That was Gary Null from the brand new documentary, Healing the Brain Naturally. Folks, we have an amazing pack for you from Gary Null. It is the Reboot Your Brain pack. Direct from him, brand new. All of this stuff is incredibly brand new. And it includes not only the DVD that you just heard a clip from, Healing the Brain Naturally, but it also includes the brand new book, Reboot Your Brain, and another 4 DVDs. So there's 5 documentaries, 5 DVDs from Gary Null, all revolving around not just your brain, but just living a healthier lifestyle so that your brain can function. But included in this pack, again, is the book Reboot Your Brain from Gary Null, brand new, and these DVDs, Healing the Brain Naturally, which we just heard a clip from, and also You're Smarter Than You Think, plus The Art of Healthy Cooking. Such amazing, amazing recipes. Such a wonderful, wonderful way for you to jump into a healthy lifestyle. Also, the Food Mood Connection documentary that DVDs included. And if that was not enough, you also get De-Stress Naturally. We know that stress kills, and so many of us are under stress. I will raise my hand. I am someone who has no problems admitting that yes, I have a very stressful life, and you know, with work and family and relationships and everything. This is a very, very important documentary. That's just 1 in 5 DVDs that is included in the Reboot Your Brain pack. Plus, you get the book for a contribution, a donation of $150. That, my friends, is an incredible, incredible deal. It's breaks down to be about $12.50 a month, $12.50 a month. You can get all of these if you call right now. Gary is making these available to you at 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. You can also pledge securely at WBAI.org, WBAI.org. You can do that. And if you want, make sure when you give us a call, tell the phone answers that you want the Reboot Your Brain pack by Gary Null for a $150 contribution. 516-620-3602. Now, we're going to go back to another clip from the DVD that we're just focusing in on, Healing the Brain Naturally. And in this clip, we're going to actually hear from a voice from someone that is very familiar to Pacifica Airwaves, and someone that I'm very familiar with is Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He's going to tell you about the foods that harm the brain, and also Dr. Hyla Kass is in this clip as well. I'm very familiar with her work that she has done, but you know, Gary spared no expense and went to all of the top experts in their fields to cover this massive topic, which is what's in between your ears, what's in that little skull of yours, which we don't pay attention to. You know, we look in the mirror and we want to make sure that we don't have any wrinkles, or that we, you know, if we gain a few pounds, we put so much effort into how we look on the outside, and we never really pay much attention to what's going on with the brain. And it is absolutely critical as we get older, as the soaring the epidemic of people who are having being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and so many diseases, degenerative diseases. It doesn't have to happen, folks. It does not mean as you get older that you have to lose your brain functioning, lose your memory. No, 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 no. We are learning that that is baloney, and Gary Null breaks it down for you in this documentary. 1 of 5 that you get in the Reboot Your Brain pack. So here's the number again to get the pack. Again, you get 5 DVDs. Healing the Brain Naturally is just one of them. You also get Reboot Your Brain, the brand new book, for a $150 contribution. An amazing deal, and we've got it right now for you. Call 516-620-3602. Let's listen now to another clip from Healing the Brain Naturally.
There's a host of things that are really damaging to the health and especially our brain. Colas, soft drinks full of corn syrup and sugar and caffeine, high sugary foods, fried foods, chips, all kinds of baked in foods, even things like cold cereals, the sweetened cereals are very bad. Of course, though, that hot dogs and luncheon meats and pastrami's, bologna, sausages, cheeses because they're rich in saturated fat. There's lots of things that we eat in America today that's very harmful for our health and our brain health.
Inflammatory agents cause the cells of the body to be damaged, and that builds up plaque. And in the brain, that is called amyloid plaque, and that is a precursor to senility, forgetfulness, and other brain disorders. Next, DNA damage. Well, inflammation causes DNA damage. Alcohol will cause your cells to be damaged. One glass of alcohol can kill over 1 million brain cells, liver cells, and kidney cells. And then think of all the alcohol you've had. Not to get drunk, just social drinking, like my parents, killing cells. So when my father died at 58, my mother died at 58, one of heart attack and the other of cancer, they weren't 58 biochemically. They were 150 biochemically. They had so damaged by smoking, drinking, saturated fats, not exercising, not taking supplements, and stress. Stress creates hormones. Cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine, adrenaline. This is a hormone cascade. And when you have all these hormones constantly going off, it's like trying to sleep, and every 10 minutes, a siren rings for a fire, and you wake up. You can't get back sleep. And just when you're starting to another siren, that's what happens when you're stressed. And what do we do with stress? Instead of dealing with the stress appropriately, no. We drink, we smoke, we overeat, we take tranquilizers, take drugs, we go shopping, we do all the wrong things, and the stress is still there. Stop drinking coffee. Stop drinking colas. And hence stop the highly anabolic, very acidic reaction in the stomach. Stop DNA damage.
Antioxidants are a very important supplement to take, a group of supplements to take that will help fight what's called the free radicals. Those are the bad guys. These are bad molecules that are causing DNA damage to the cells. However, if we take enough antioxidants, we can actually neutralize those bad free radicals and give our brain cells a chance to recover and restore function. Our body chemistry changes as a result of stress. We actually use up the raw materials that we need to make the feel-good chemicals for our brain. We don't have enough serotonin, dopamine, and those sound like kind of big words, but those are the neurotransmitters, the feel-good chemicals that get used up to make adrenaline and cortisol, which are the stress hormones.
We know that dopamine and serotonin and choline and GABA are the four chemicals that run the brain, and the spare tire is endorphins. We have the ability to enhance dopamine with tyrosine, phenylalanine, rhodiola, green tea, estrogen, testosterone, DHEA, and other hormones. And that's how you get the edge. The edge effect is to have the following. You need to be thin and fit, learning and having great attention and memory, stable, not addicted, sleeping, and happy. And if you get all four of them together, they go like this. Boom. Forward. You're at another level than other human beings are at because you have the synergy of all four major neurotransmitters, dopamine system, acetylcholine, GABA, and serotonin.
Turn off the stress. You turn off the hormones. When you turn off the hormones of stress, you protect the cell. No smoking, drinking, and junk food, you protect the cell. Then when you're creating oxidative stress and you stop that, you're protecting the cell. Then we have mitochondrial energy depletion. Now what does that mean? Inside the cells, the brain, the heart, every cell in the body has little energy factories called mitochondria. You have a few hundred to a few thousand. The brain and heart has more because there's more energy required from the heart and the brain. Well, what happens when you start to get older? Forgetful? Brain fog? Can't remember? That's lack of energy in the mitochondria. We have fatty acid imbalance. When you have the right balance of fatty acids, the brain is protected and it is functioning better, as are your joints. If you got rid of the arachidonic acid from meat and dairy and you started putting in coconut oil and walnut oil and flaxseed oil and eating primrose oil, watch your joints better lubricate. Just 2 ounces of emulsified cauliflower oil on an empty stomach in the morning, and watch how your arthritis pain diminish. But we're not doing that. We're putting in the wrong fats, the saturated fats. So fatty acid imbalance is a cause of aging. Excitotoxins damage the brain. Artificial sweeteners, MSG, preservatives can cause such excitement within the brain that it agitates the brain, can actually cause brains to die, brain cells to die. In children, it causes them not to be able to sit still. They're bouncing off the wall.
And that was Gary Null from the brand new documentary, Healing the Brain Naturally. Folks, this is just one of 5 DVDs that Gary has put into a pack called Reboot Your Brain. 5 documentaries in all. You get Healing the Brain Naturally, which you're hearing clips from this hour. We're focusing in on this documentary because it's the latest, and it is just so very vitally important for you to hear this. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. You need to know these things. Know about the foods that harm your brain. Know about the foods that harm your children's brain and its normal function. Know what you should be doing. Know what you should be taking out of your diet and get going on it. The documentaries that are in this pack include the one that we're doing clips from, Healing the Brain Naturally. Also, You're Smarter Than You Think. This is a DVD that Gary has also put together that is so, so very important for you to realize, is that, because a lot of times people, you know, they think that maybe they're just not that smart. Maybe I didn't go to college. Maybe I didn't do this. It is so amazing when you see how the brain works and see how really empowered you are, through the belief systems that we have, the things that we tell ourselves day in and day out. And, this is something that's very important. Also included in this pack, if that wasn't enough, you get The Art of Healthy Cooking. And this, DVD features Chef David Boulay. And in this, you're going to also find out, how to shop. You're going to learn some very, very simple techniques that can be done at home, how to prepare several healthy, nutritious, gourmet dishes. And he shares the secrets of so many of his, recipes with you. It is something that is a very, very fantastic thing to look through and also to utilize. And also you get the Food Mood Connection DVD. This is, from Gary Null, and it features 15 of the world's top medical experts who show you specifically how diet, exercise, nutritional supplementation, and other lifestyle choices profoundly affect your moods, energy levels, and your overall health and longevity. And some topics that are covered in this DVD is depression, why is it on the rise, how do you reverse it naturally. We're not talking about taking synthetics or hormones. We're talking about how to work with that in a natural way, how anxiety leads to numerous health conditions. We know this, and that also ties into the stress and what that does to the blood pressure, what that does to our hearts, what that does to our nervous system as well, and how you can reverse that, the ill ramifications of anxiety on the body. Also, it covers the foods that you want to consume on a regular basis to maintain a healthy brain for life. And there's a few other things on here about how to combat fatigue, the real dangers of caffeine and sugar. And you know what? This is something that has been a real hard thing for me, because I am a coffee drinker. Not a lot. I don't drink a lot of coffee, but in the morning, I think it's a lot of it is out of habit. But when you find out from Gary, how insanely bad coffee is for you. It's not just the caffeine, but just the ramifications of drinking coffee. And if you are drinking a cup or two or three, some people I know drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day, and they add sugar and all that other stuff. You really, really want to see this documentary. I implore you that you get this documentary. Also, you will learn in this particular DVD how to rebalance your brain chemistry, your hormonal system, how to have a healthy heart for life. It just jam-packed with information. That's the Food Mood Connection, 1 of 5 DVDs in the pack. The pack, my friends, too, is called Reboot Your Brain, the Reboot Your Brain pack from Gary Null. It is a $150 contribution. Normally, during these fund drives, you know, we ask for about $100 for a DVD. For a donation for $100 for a DVD, because we need to raise the money in order to pay for the transmitter and to pay for the electricity and phone bills. And we are in such a need right now to have those dollars come in. So instead of pledging $100 for one DVD, you're going to pledge $150, and this is what you're going to get. Five incredible Gary Null documentaries, DVDs that you're going to immediately use and benefit yourself and your family members. All five of those DVDs are included, plus you get the brand new, hot off the presses book called Reboot Your Brain. This is an amazing pack, folks. $150, Reboot Your Brain, 516-620-3602. Reboot your fingers, your dialing fingers, and call that number right now. 516-620-3602. You can also log on securely at WBAI.org. And if you wanted to get a little bit more information about the book, the full title is Reboot Your Brain, A Natural Approach to Fighting Memory Loss, Dementia, Alzheimer's, Brain Aging, and more. And Gary breaks it down for you how to rejuvenate every single cell of your body for optimum mental health. It is a known fact that as of this year, 2013, there are 93 million people over the age of 47 living in America. They make up the largest group of aging people in our country's history, and many of those individuals, and I'll be included over here because I'm over that. Many of us are overweight, obese. We eat a poor diet. We experience a high-stress lifestyle, and that leads to a whole host of physical and mental health issues. And the numbers are coming in. They've estimated that by 2050, 2 billion Americans will suffer from dementia, which costs trillions of dollars in medical expenses alone, plus the pain and agony of family members dealing with that, of course. But in this book, Gary, and it's taken him years to put this together, but he uses all of his experience, his 35 years of research in anti-aging, in the anti-aging science. He shows you how Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, memory loss, depression, anxiety, dementia, and other mental conditions can be reversed without drugs. Yes. And that is the best news, my friends, because the smallest amount of money that can go to Big Pharma, the better. $150 gets you all of that. The book and five DVDs. Reboot Your Brain. Tell the phone answers that's what you want. You want to get the Reboot Your Brain pack because it is an insane deal. It is a fantastic opportunity for you to get material from Gary Null, the very latest. 516-620-3602. $150. If you want to get this for you and a friend, it is a wonderful thing to get two of them, get two of the packs, and have one for yourself and your family, and maybe give another pack to a loved one, to a family member who could really use this, because it doesn't matter how old you are, you can reverse so many of these things that are plagued as we think that are normal for aging, and that is just not true. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We're going to go back now and play another clip from the DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally. That's what we've been playing clips from this hour. And in this clip, you're going to find out about the very, very important thing, cleansing and detoxifying. And there's some very helpful hints in this clip. I want you to pay close attention, but I also want you to call this number, 516-620-3602. This is not just about the brain. I want to get this through that brain of yours. This is about being a healthy person, having a complete reversal of so many things that plague us, but most importantly, to cleanse, to detoxify, to become a smarter individual, making sure that our mental faculties are all with us. And also, there's some great things to help for being overweight. And in this clip, you're going to hear a wonderful, wonderful recipe to help for those people who are fighting perhaps obesity and being overweight. All right, now let's go back to another clip from this incredible documentary, one of five in the pack, the Reboot Your Brain pack. Call now, 516-620-3602.
Are significant adverse side effects from being engulfed in an environment of electrofrequency or radio frequency pollution. Swiss researchers collected data on electrical terrors and Alzheimer's risk. The team found the people who lived within 150 feet of the towers were 24% more likely to die of Alzheimer's than those who lived more than 2,000 feet away. The risk for Alzheimer's disease also increased with the length of time the people spent near electrical towers. This radio frequency pollution can have adverse side effects on your sleep cycles, on the release of melatonin, a natural hormone necessary for restorative sleep, for repair of DNA. So avoid electrical frequency pollution if at all possible, for if no other reason than to protect your own cognitive function.
So we have to say, all right, well, what are we as a culture and a society doing to poison our people? Because the levels of environmental toxins are more than they've ever been and are found in tissue of polar bears, for example, PCBs in polar bears. And what that means is there is no escaping the toxicity of our environment.
We have lived for decades really not appreciating how important the health of the environment is to our health. When you're in a polluted place, and guess what the most polluted place you'll ever be in is? Your home. That's right. If you went through your home and you looked at the paint thinners and you looked at all the chemical and cleaning solvents and you looked at the bleach that you're down there, well, I'm going to clean this floor. I'm going to clean floor. I'm using bleach. You're breathing that bleach. That bleach is causing massive damage to your brain, massive damage to your lungs. Oh, well, I get over it. I get used to it. Yeah. Yeah, you can. And if you drink whiskey, you get used to it. No. Whiskey doesn't taste good, does it? No. But you get used to it. Well, we get used to the pollutants and stimulants in our environment. But they are also all causing and damage to varying degrees. But it's cumulative. That's the problem. If you smoke one cigarette and got lung cancer, people wouldn't smoke. If you ate one hamburger and you got gastrointestinal cancer, you wouldn't eat hamburgers. But you're not going to get cancer from a hamburger or a hot dog. You're not going to get cirrhosis of the liver from alcohol one glass. It's cumulative.
I believe that the worst food a person could take for their brain is the same food that's probably the worst food a person could take for their overall health. Because, you know, it's hard to separate brain health from the rest of the body. And we're learning that the same thing that damages the heart has an effect to damage the brain.
At a certain point, the body cannot rush in there and repair the damage as fast as you're creating the damage. So if you drank, that's oxidative stress. Drank and smoke, that's really a lot of oxidative stress. Smoke, drink, and then have a bad diet, a lot of fatty food, that's oxidative stress. Work in a polluted environment, that's oxidative stress. Live under stress, that's oxidative stress. Well, just keep laying it on the scale, and then one day, boom, the system breaks, and the cell can no longer repair itself, and you've prematurely aged it. So when we understand that the environment we live in, what we put into our body by eating, breathing, or drinking directly impacts, positive or negative, there's no neutral. There's only one or two switches in life. You switch on and it's growth and expansion, or you switch off and it's defense and it's toxic.
I think some of the important lifestyle changes that one should think about to help brain function, first of all, includes reducing neurotoxins. And this could include artificial sweeteners, cigarette smoking, alcohol, and refined flour and sugar. That's number one. From there, I would tell individuals to eat a nutrient-dense diet. And then we also must exercise, not only our body also, but our brain as well. So we know that exercise will help improve oxygenation to all cells of the body, including the brain.
And when you're overweight, oh, brother, being overweight, big cause of brain aging. Because when you're overweight, the body is loaded up with excess estrogen, bad for the brain. It's loaded up with a lot of stressors, bad. It's a lot of free radicals, really bad. Toxins are loaded and heavy metals and pesticides are loaded in that fat, really bad. You're more susceptible to diabetes. And if you're depressed and diabetic and overweight, you could probably die in the next 10 years. And you're more susceptible to heart disease and stroke.
A recent Johns Hopkins University report tells us that excess weight increases age-related cognitive decline. Having a body mass index of 30 or higher increases a person's risk. Obesity was found to have a particularly high effect on Alzheimer's disease, increasing the risk of that disorder by as much as 80%.
Wow. If you listen to this and that clip from the documentary, Healing the Brain Naturally, if you listen to this and you heard anything that related to you, if you identified with any single thing in that clip, I want you to call this number right now, please. 516-620-3602. If you do not have your health, you have nothing. I don't care if you're the king of Siam, if you have all the money in the world, if you don't have your health, you got nothing. And if you have children, if you have a husband, a wife who depends on you, who loves you, I want you to be around for them. I want you to be around mentally for them as well, because the burden of taking care of someone who is not there mentally is so difficult, and it is it breaks the back of so many families financially, as well as emotionally, spiritually, and it is so very, very critically important. This pack, too, by the way, retails for well over $200, about $250, close to that. It is called Reboot Your Brain. It is from Gary Null. It includes Healing the Brain Naturally, the clips that we're playing from this hour. It also includes four other DVDs, so you get five DVDs in all. And you know, if you've ever watched a Gary Null documentary, you know he is extremely thorough. He is painstakingly concerned about detail and specifics, and he gathers all of the best brains. It's like if you went to, you know, this specialist for, you know, for cognitive problems, this nutritionist, you went to this person, to this person. Gary has brought them all into your living room, so to speak. If you could put this DVD on, he has put these DVDs on, you can actually get all of the experts that he has put together through his many, many years in investigating this, in researching this subject matter, and it is so very important for you. It is a great deal, five DVDs plus the brand new book, Reboot Your Brain. This is an incredible opportunity for you to get this for just $150. That is an incredible, incredible deal. 516-620-3602. You can also pledge securely at WBAI.org, but I really want you to call up that phone number. We have phone call representatives right now waiting for your call. Call now, 516-620-3602. Pledge $150. You need to do a payment plan. Go right ahead. You need to break it down. Put it on your credit card. If you can pay it all right now, that's what we need right now. We need an infusion of cash. We need an infusion of love. We need to rise up above as the Phoenix does, and that's what WBAI is so, it's so incredibly important for this station to stay alive, so that you can continue to hear Gary Null, so that you can continue to hear the wonderful experts and the researchers, the scientists, and the physicists, and all of these people that Gary brings to you. For so many years, he has brought you this information. And I have worked with Gary for just in this past year, a little bit more during these fund drives. And I have to say, he has you in mind. He brings you this information, and he works like a dog. I can't, and I'm younger than Gary, I know that. I can't keep up with him. I have to sleep. I have to stop thinking and talking and doing. And he doesn't. He just keeps going. And the secret is, he's, you know, from his experience, from everything that he's learned, he wants to share that with you. That's really a beautiful thing. He is making himself available to you through these DVDs, and I hope that you do take the opportunity to get to know this material and get to know Gary through these documentaries, too. It's really a wonderful experience. Reboot Your Brain. The pack is available to you for a $150 pledge, and you get five DVDs plus the brand new book, Reboot Your Brain. The number to call, give us a ring, folks, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. We're going to go back to another clip. You know, before I played that clip, I need this Reboot Your Brain. I need to eat the book, as Gary would say. I do, and I need to eat that book that's included in the pack, because I had queued up the clip. We had I had set it up that the clip was about cleansing and detoxifying, and then when you heard the clip, it was about the dangers of modern electronic atmosphere and Wi-Fi, cell phones, and electrical towers and all of that. So in this clip, we're going to actually find out about some cleansing and detoxifying, some great recipes to start right away that you can do. And also, again, if you are someone who's overweight, there is an incredible recipe that Gary's going to share with you in this clip from Healing the Brain Naturally, the DVD. You can get it in the pack. It's called Reboot Your Brain, $150, five DVDs, one brand new book called Reboot Your Brain, 516-620-3602. Let's listen now to a clip from the documentary. It's called Healing the Brain Naturally. Let's listen now.
We have to cleanse and detoxify. We have to get this pollution out of our system. And it takes anywhere from, a couple of months to a year and a half to 2 years, depending upon how overweight you are, your age, how many heavy metals from all the things you might have been exposed to in your work environment or smoking. So where do we begin? Well, the easiest thing to do is to have one glass, 12 to 16 ounces a day, of an organic vegetable juice. Now, you can select the vegetables that you have the best affinity for. But the one that's going to help you if you're overweight, and it really releases all that extra buildup fluid, that edema, is celery and cucumber. Celery and cucumber, equal amounts. Aloe vera, which is enormously powerful healing. There are over 200 different phytonutrients. Phyto are the healing nutrients in plants. And by the way, those phytonutrients also help repair your damaged DNA. But we're going to take celery, cucumber, and apple, all right, and dilute it with maybe 3 to 4 ounces of aloe vera juice. And for some of you, it may still be a little strong. For others, it's just fine. And you can use some spring water if you need otherwise. And then every week, we're going to add one juice per day. So week one, it's one juice every day. Then week two, it's two juices. Week three, three. And I want you to get up to where you're doing four juices a day. At the point where you're drinking four glasses of vegetable juice a day, your body is chelating. Chelate comes from the Greek meaning chele. Here's lead, cadmium, mercury. Chelation, it grabs it, takes it out of the body.
The biggest enemy of the brain is clearly heavy metals. Research going back at least 30 years has linked heavy metals with Parkinson's, ALS, MS, lupus, Alzheimer's, autoimmune disease. It runs the gamut. Aluminum, arsenic, mercury, cadmium, copper, lead, manganese are heavy metals that damage electrical function in the brain. And as we pull metals out of the body with appropriate chelation therapy, and we get vitamins, minerals, glutathione back into the body, you start to see significant improvement in these areas.
Optimization of brain function involves intelligent juicing, whereby vegetables and fruits should be juiced to obtain the phytochemicals. Phytochemicals in plants can be very effective for whole body function, whereby it optimizes the biochemistry of the entire body, detoxifies the body, and thus indirectly detoxifies the brain.
It helps your liver, your kidneys, yeah, helps relieve all that constipation. So that's the very first thing we do in cleansing. We also want to add fiber, soluble fibers, insoluble fibers. Now, the best fibers are from oat, from beans, from blueberries and strawberries and raspberries and cherries, and apple skins, our Jerusalem artichoke, fennel, anise. These are great fibers. They cleanse, detoxify. For those of you who've had constipation, diverticular conditions, spastic colon, great to have this in you. We want about 50 grams a day of quality fibers in our diet. Great for detoxifying. And it's good to have some fiber before you go to bed at night, and that cleanses overnight. So we're going to juice, and we're going to get fiber in the diet, and then we're going to take in some special nutrients. Now, I'm going to go through a list of these nutrients, and here are the nutrients, so write them down. Dandelion, that's good. Burdock root, buckthorn, all the berry juices. In fact, one of the things I suggest, at about week 3, one of the juices you're to have every day is a berry juice. Now, you could do this in a blender. You take blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, cherries and blackberries, and cranberries. Throw them into a blender and drink it down with some vitamin C. Whoa, what a cleansing agent that is. It is so good for you, and it's low in calories. Now, why? Because berries have antioxidants. That's good. But berries also have phytonutrients. That's better. And your red fruit, watermelon, blood oranges, pink grapefruit, papaya, mango, and then all the berries, and even pomegranate. Think of the watermelon, one of the best sources of all, and tomatoes. Tomatoes are a fruit, not a vegetable. The phytonutrients in these have a way to repair our damaged DNA. So the more that you take in, the more damage you repair, the younger you get.
That was Gary Null, and that was from the DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally. Folks, this is an incredible opportunity for you because that is one DVD in 5 that you get in Gary's latest pack that he's offering to you, the WBAI listener. It's called Reboot Your Brain. The pack is a $150 contribution. So worth it because you get so much information, hours upon hours of health and nutrition, and the experts who Gary has brought together for this, just that one particular DVD, you're going to get so much information, but you get 5 documentaries in all for $150 pledge, plus you get the brand new book, Reboot Your Brain. This has taken Gary a very long time to put together. Many, many years have gone into researching this and putting this, all this stuff together. He talks about Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, memory loss, depression, anxiety, dementia, all these mental conditions that can actually be reversed without drugs. And he tells you how to do it and why you need to do it, the things that you need to have in your diet, the things you don't. And it is a massive, massive book. It is a gorgeous book. It's called Reboot Your Brain, A Natural Approach to Fighting Memory Loss, Dementia, Alzheimer's, brain aging, and more. And when Gary says "and more," he means it because he covers so much. What I love about the work that he does is that if you're focusing in on brain health and mental health in general, you will find out that you will be fighting a lot of other aging issues. You will find out that what Gary shares with you is also wonderful for weight loss, for diabetes, for skin, for just being a healthier, happier, thriving individual. That is what Gary brings to you in all of his documentaries. But in particular, this 5 DVD set that is included with the book, Reboot Your Brain, is an insane deal. It is $150 for you. Reboot Your Brain, the pack, available right now, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Do get on the phone right now. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to get all of this material that you are not going to hear about anywhere else. And that's why you tune in to WBAI. That's why you tune in to Pacifica. That's why you listen to Gary Null. Day after day, year after year, he has brought so much important information to the airwaves, and bravely so, because it's not being covered by the corporate media. It's not being covered even by so-called public radio, and it's not even being covered on some progressive radio stations. But with Pacifica and the long history that we've had with Gary Null, and in particular this radio station, I hope that you do give us a call right now and support this program. Support the work that Gary Null does. Like I said earlier, he works tirelessly to bring you the absolute best and goes through everything with a fine-tooth comb. Wants the information, wants the statistics, wants the evidence of why some things work and why they work and how our body reacts to it. And that kind of knowledge is something that you don't find everywhere. A treasure is what Gary Null is to this station. And so I'm hoping that right now you pick up the phone and you take advantage of his generosity by putting your $150 towards the Reboot Your Brain pack. $150 you can put on your credit card, your Visa, American Express, MasterCard. You can also do a payment plan if you want. You get 5 DVDs and Reboot Your Brain, the book. The DVDs, too, by the way, In addition to Healing the Brain Naturally, which we're playing clips from, you also get You're Smarter Than You Think, The Art of Healthy Cooking, The Food Mood Connection, and De-Stress Naturally. So everything that you need to make sure that that little brain of yours, or big brain, depends on who you are, stays healthy and long into your elder years. Reboot Your Brain, $150, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We're going to go back now to another clip from the DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally. And Gary breaks down some really wonderful things for you to be, you want to make sure that you're taking, you want to make sure that you are eating these, you want to make sure that, and one of the things that he raves about is something that I know a lot about, coconut oil. And, coconut oil is the most amazing thing I think ever created. You're going to find out why. The importance of vitamin D, of course, and those wonderful walnuts. Let's listen now to Gary Null in Healing the Brain Naturally.
Walnuts may ward off dementia. It turns out that many of the compounds found in walnuts, including vitamin E, ergelic acid, flavonoids, and melatonin, all have significant antioxidant properties and may help in protecting the brain against cognitive decline.
Remember, good oils turn off inflammation. And one of the most important oils in the world to have each day is organic raw coconut oil. Now, you can take a teaspoon and put it in your health drink in the morning. That's going to help your heart. It's going to help turn off inflammation in your arteries. It's going to help turn off inflammation in your joints. It's going to help you turn off inflammation in your muscles from fibromyalgia. But you can cook with coconut oil, because coconut oil, macadamia oil, and very important but almost never used by people in our society is mustard seed oil. Mustard, macadamia, and coconut oil are the three oils you should cook with. Olive oil, flaxseed oil of primrose are the oils that you should put on your salad. So now we're going to have a wonderful hot grains in the morning, or a protein drink. A great way to start the day is with a protein drink. Throw those berries in the blender. Then put a little bit of vitamin C and put some flaxseed oil in there. That's good for your whole system. And then put in some coconut oil and put in one or two scoops of high quality rice protein or soy protein. Then put in some rice milk. Because we're giving up milk, but we're not giving up what looks like milk, tastes like milk, and comes in cheeses, ice cream, and milk, and that is rice milk. Rice milk or soy milk or almond milk. Go into your health food store. It's a wonderful experience to see these things. But they don't have the cholesterol. Zero cholesterol. No saturated fats. No hormones. No antibiotics or pesticide residues. Just good, wholesome, healthy beverage. So then you make yourself a big protein shake. And you got your fibers, your protein, your essential fatty acids. You have what will help the body rejuvenate and cleanse and detoxify. Now that is important that you do. And watch the difference. You're going to lose weight. Why? Because when you give up food you're allergic to, boom, the weight comes off. The weight comes off when you give up food you're allergic to. I've had people who've tried every diet. They lose weight, gain it back, lose and gain it back. And then I tell them, give up bread, give up wheat for a week. Give up dairy for a week. Give up meat for a week. And what happens? Weight comes off and it stays off.
The first priority in optimizing brain function in regard to food is to eliminate any foods that are targeting the brain as an allergic target. The most commonly allergic and the most destructive foods are wheat and dairy. Close up would be next would be sugar, corn, beef, eggs. We know that a food can affect the skin. You have eczema, lungs, asthma. The brain can be severely affected by brain fog, which goes undiagnosed. As the foods that cause the brain fog are eliminated from the diet, the brain fog clearly diminishes and may even totally remit.
One of the things that amazes me is that in mainstream medicine, what the body is being fed, what the body and the mind is being fed, are being fed, is not really considered. When you think about plants, it's obvious. Sun and water and good soil and nutrients in the soil are obvious ingredients for the health of a plant. Why is this not the same when we're talking about humans?
In my opinion, one of the most important forgotten nutrients that is vital for prevention of heart disease, stroke, and even perhaps dementia is vitamin D. We know from epidemiological studies that there is an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency.
Most Americans are deficient in vitamin D. They don't have enough of it in their body, and as a result, we're having them succumb to heart disease, cancer, stroke at outlandishly high levels when they don't have to. We asked the president to go on national TV and declare an emergency and ask the public to take at least 1,000 IUs every day of vitamin D. It's something that everyone can afford. We even offered to donate 50,000 bottles to the federal government to give away to people. 50,000 one-year supply bottles, by the way. Just give it away to poor people so you could reduce the cost to Medicaid and Medicare of the medical expenses that are incurred because so many people are vitamin D deficient.
If you're an African American, the likelihood of you having subclinical vitamin D deficiency is between 70% and 80%. Vitamin D plays a fascinating role in our nervous system because in the era where we're so sun phobic, everyone goes out and puts on, you know, number 50 sunscreen, none of us are getting adequate vitamin D levels. And this, I think, has a huge implication and consequence for many chronic disease processes.
That was, did you get all of that information? That was from Healing the Brain Naturally. That was so much information in one tiny clip. And this is a full DVD, full documentary. This is something you really, really want to get a hold of, and it is included. If we offer, most of the time when we do these fund drives, we usually ask for like $100 for one DVD, for one documentary that has lots of information that's very powerful, very moving, very important for you in your life, be it politically, be it regarding health or nutrition, those kind of things. And normally we do. We ask for about $100. We're giving this to you, five documentaries. Five, plus Gary's brand new, gorgeous, thick book, Reboot Your Brain. These five documentaries include Healing the Brain Naturally, You're Smarter Than You Think, The Art of Healthy Cooking, The Food-Mood Connection, and De-Stress Naturally. All five DVDs plus the book for a mere $150. Do not miss this opportunity. It is a very generous package called Reboot Your Brain. That's what you want to tell the phone answerers. You call this number right now. We only have a couple minutes left. Do not miss out on this. 516-620-3602. For $150, you get all of that material, plus it's a tax-deductible contribution. Forgot to even say that. This is like, you know, one of the last times. We're only a few months away from the end of the year, and you can write this off. So it's Gary Knowles, Reboot Your Brain, $150. You want the pack, five documentaries plus one DVD. Five DVDs plus one book, Reboot Your Brain. You see, Christine even needs to reboot her brain. She needs to eat that book. The book is brand new. Like I said, Gary's been working on this for a very long time. It's a very, very exciting project that he has finally finished, and it makes available to you right now for $150. Reboot Your Brain, the pack, the number to call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. You can also pledge securely at WBAI.org. Again, WBAI.org. That is the website you can go to and securely pledge online. You can look at all of the other thank you gifts that are available to you for our fund drive. But whatever you do, do not miss out on this opportunity because we're talking a great, great deal. Reboot Your Brain, $150. Give us a call right now. And think about this too. If it's not something that, let's say you think that you're perfectly fine. You know exactly what to eat. You have insane recipes. You know how to prepare them. You know how to cook them. You know how to live younger, to feel better, to live healthier in your aging. You know all of this information, which I know you don't, but let's just say you do. Maybe you could get this gift, this pack, for someone else who you know really needs it, who's eating horribly, who's drinking a lot of coffee, who you think you see signs of, you go, memory loss. I forget where did I put my keys. I forget who did I talk to last night. What did I do yesterday? Okay? I'm serious. And if you're someone who's even like, yeah, you know what? I don't know what I had for lunch yesterday. And you're racing through your brain. Get this information. It is so really important for you to get this information. $150, reboot your brain, and you get all that material. 5 DVDs from Gary Null, plus the Reboot Your Brain book. And you know, with Gary, you will not be disappointed. I have never, and I've watched a lot of his documentaries, and I've read a lot of his books, and I have never, ever been disappointed in one documentary from him. You get 5, plus a book, for $150. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. I'm running out of time. As a matter of fact, I have to go, but I want to thank you so very much for your phone calls. I want you to keep those calls coming in to folks at 516-620-3602. We do need your contributions. It's a tax-deductible contribution, and you're going to be supporting this program, the Gary Null Hour, but you're also going to be supporting Pacifica Radio. You're going to be supporting WBAI, your community radio station.
Shun. And this is, in fact, WBAI in New York City, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, creaking a microphone at you at 99.5 FM. And, see, let me cue this up so it actually works. Yes, and now for something completely different. Well, you see, there it goes. I thought it was going to work. Ooh. I think I see the problem. Let's try that again. Maybe. Also, it might help if I wore the headphones. But I should explain, by the way, that while we're at it, this is not Earthwatch. I am Jim Freund. I am in here early for Hour of the Wolf, and can you guess, by the way, that we're in a fun drive? Well, gee, we haven't had one in so long. But, you know, it all sort of started like something like this. Now, can we get it to work this time? Let's try. Come on. Ah, I see. It's on the wrong thing. Ah!
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know? Now, we've sponsored a lot of public service stuff, man. We had the show on Saturday nights. We had a whole series on how to beat Bank AmeriCard. A lot of people, you know, want us to repeat it, you know? We're getting a lot of heat from the government. We're still going to repeat it, you know? The management says to go ahead and repeat it, so we're going to be able to play it for you people again. We had Mrs. Rosemary Kennedy's biography, her intimate biography, stuff that was uncovered about her life. We had that stuff on, you know, about how really badly she felt about her son's dying and stuff.
That would be funny if it weren't so true. And that's, of course, from the album That's Not Funny, That's Sick. National Lampoon, that was, of course, Bill Murray. There's 5 of those bits. And before 3 a.m., we're going to hear them all. No, I don't believe any of them are explicit. There's other stuff in this album that is absolutely bleeping explicit, but that is not it. Okay, Hour of the Wolf is going to begin at 1:30, okay? And that's how we're going to play it. This fundraising drive, if I glean correctly, between the program director and the station manager, between Andrew and Berthold, I'm going to be on any number of times in any number of slots. Not necessarily all that they gave me, because one of the slots they put me in, somebody else thinks they're doing, and that's, I'm not going to fight them because I love Uncle Sidney, and because I'm going to be out of town that week. So there. Maybe I should fight him for it, just because that's the BAI way. And, well, but what I am going to do, so what we're told is this thon, this idea, according to our old new, or is it new old, program director, Andrew Phillips was the PD here, like somewhere between 25, 30 years ago for a number of years. He was a good one. I hope we'll ignore the past tense there. He was a good program director, and he has been sent in by Pacifica to be the PD again. And you know when he's on the air, because he has, well, you know, not a local accent. He's been in this country 40 years, and he's still Melbourne heavy. Some people call him, not derisively, they just like to call him Crocodile PD. But anyway, what Andrew's been saying is that we need to be absolutely transparent about what is going on. And the fact of the matter is that many people think we're already off the air. The situation is so dire. There have been articles, two articles, major articles in the New York Times. We made the cover of the Village Voice. Both of which were sort of leading up to how democracy killed WBAI. I actually happened to agree with that assessment. I was against the democracy when it was brought in 2001. I am now earning the ire of many of the elected board members. I believe in an autocracy. I do not believe that there's ever been a democratic arts organization that has ever won a Tony Award, an Emmy Award, an Academy Award, or a radio award. Okay, we won Major Armstrong Awards, we won Polk Awards, we won all kinds of major awards. And when we became a democracy, it became about the governance of the station. Parties were formed. And I don't mean, you know, kind of whoopee parties, but, you know, there's actual parties. Once the party that says we are not a party. That's the party I sort of belong to, by the way, and the other party that calls itself the JUC. But I sort of straddle. I'm almost like middle of the road in comparison to a lot of this. But that's what these articles were about. The first article in the New York Times actually covered a board meeting. It was written by Ben Cesario, S-I-S-A-R-I-O, and it was about how dysfunctional this board meeting was. Now, I have friends who have sacrificed their lives to go to board meetings. I don't do it. I can tell you that the same place where I hold my reading series, the Soho Gallery for Digital Art, offered itself up to be a free place where the WBAI could hold board meetings. Now, the owner of that gallery, who's very much a BAI supporter and has been since the 60s, and is in fact partly responsible for encouraging the return of the radio show Poisoned Arts to our air, watched this board meeting, had to interact with various board members, and said never again. It's the toxicity level, of the governance of the station bled over into the quality of programming. That's not to say there aren't good shows on the air here. There are, but people are driven away. People are especially driven away by fund drives, by being asked to call phone numbers like area code 516-620-3602. To pledge. And I can't blame them. How do you say, but this time is different? This time is different. Pacifica, not just WBAI, is heavily in debt. Pacifica, the whole organization that owns us, this is something that, like, doesn't get through the heads of a lot of my comrades here at the station, that they say, well, why can't we do this to Pacifica and do that and all that? It's like they own us. Their name is on the license. And they can't sell the license. You know, they can't sell the license any more than you can sell your driver's license. That's not about to happen. What could happen? And remember that there's four stations to one, two of which are on the West Coast. And we're the only station of all of them that really gets free-form radio. And when I say get, that's, wiggling fingers. You know, we get it. They don't get it. We get program directors, plural, coming in from L.A. or whatever, and they don't really understand what it is. Although now that there's a movie about it, Radio Unnameable, all about Bob Fass, it's a little bit easier to document. They can go to radiounnameable.com and see the movie, or is it .org? Well, you just Google it up and you'll find it. It's been on PBS several times. And so they're starting to get that idea. So they can't sell the station. Now, could they? The other big rumor is there a license swap? Would somebody pay good money to take over 99.5 FM at 50,000 watts? Well, there's a secret answer to that, that I know and I shouldn't know. But I can tell you that there were talks about that and they were given up a year and a half ago. The money that was being offered would probably take us out of debt for the year, but wouldn't be good enough for the next year, and then we'd be at, like 5,000 watts or something like that all the way down the dial, instead of the current ability to broadcast, not internet cast, broadcast to the tri-state area. Okay? But then the rumor comes around about something called a leased management agreement, or some people call it a local marketing agreement. And what that means is that Pacifica continues to own the license and is responsible for the upkeep and maintenance of the radio station. But some third party, which would have to be, by the way, a nonprofit, could lease broadcasting at 99.5 FM. A lot of people on the board of the other radio stations in Pacifica would like that because they figure that would get them out of trouble. And frankly, no, it wouldn't. We need a better solution. And that solution is, frankly, to become relevant again, to become good again, to limit the number of premiums that we offer on the air. I mean, obviously, the one that you were just hearing about is a successful and good one. But we have a new one, the name of which is, oh my God, Pacifica on a Stick. I would have chosen a different name. But it's not bad, because what it is, it's a thumb drive. There are so many words for these things. Is it a USB drive? Is it a flash drive? Is it a thumb drive? It turns out that half of the names, Andrew Phillips called it a jump drive. That was actually a new one on me. But these are all actually legitimate names, and most of them are actually trademarked or copyrighted names. USB flash drive is actually all lowercase letters and actually describes what it is. Okay, now we're not just giving you the drive. If you order right now, you get content on that drive. And oh, what content? We have the best of WBAI thumb drive for a $50 donation. That is the gift that we give to you. The really cool one, okay, is that there's a 100 speaker collection. That's like, not volume, that's different people, the great speeches and things that are in the Pacifica archives. There's such amazing stuff in the Pacifica archives. And you get that and the best of WBAI thumb drive for a mere $180. Now, if you are me, there's nothing mere about $180. But there's another way you can become a buddy. Want to be a buddy? Want to be a BAI buddy? $10 a month for the rest of your life. Well, it should be for the rest of your life, but we'll settle for a year. $10 a month, and you get both those thumb drives, or the one, you get an 8-gig thumb drive with both of those collections. And you then become a sustaining member, a WBAI buddy, for $10 or more a month. That is what we are pushing. That is what we are asking you for. That is because the idea is to hook you. The idea is to say, okay, your year is up, renew. Ultimately, that gives us more money than saying, give us $25 this drive, $25 that drive, and all that. If we could get enough people listening right now to become BAI buddies, we have a chance of surviving. Now, here you're going to hear me say something that you've never heard me say before. You've never before heard me say, we're going to die. We're going to die. I'm giving us 1 in 3, and some people tell me that's really optimistic. And those are board members. We have the winter, maybe, in which to make this happen. We have gone down to a skeleton staff of 21 people, and then we went down to 7. We have 7 full-time employees for a radio station that covering 24/7 broadcasting requires about 250 people working. That's doable, actually. When I started here in 1967, we probably didn't have more than 8 or 9 people on paid staff. Most of us were volunteers. Now we use the term unpaid staff, and I like to think of myself, since I've been working here since 1967, I'd like to think I'm more than a volunteer. I'm a staff member. I can be fired. I can be hired. I'm simply unpaid. I'm an unpaid staff member. We have many like us. But a lot of people, important people, have been laid off. We don't have Max Schmid just left, having stayed late. We don't have an overnight operations person anymore. If the door to this room is locked, we go off the air until somebody, you know, with a key can unlock it. They'll have to come up here to City College, to CUNY. Well, you get the idea. We're at the point that we've been talking about for so many years. We're there now. So many times you've heard me say something like, now more than ever. And there's always a crisis. There's always been a crisis, but we're past the crisis. We're gone. We are now past hanging on a thread. We are in debt. We are heavily in debt. We have one debtor for $2 million. Now, that debtor is a fellow traveler of WBAI. That's Democracy Now. And, you know, we can probably come to an arrangement with them. But they need to know that we will continue to survive before they can, you know, come to any kind of agreement. Okay? But what we can't negotiate with is the Empire State Building, where our transmitters locate. That's $50,000 a month. Bang, bang, bang. No question about it. There's the rent for here at City College, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 or $6,000 a month. We have a new location. Oh, I love this place. It's the third floor of 388 Atlantic Avenue, and we will occasionally be able to use the performance space there. We're going to be sharing it with the Brecht Forum, which is one of the really cool outfits. If ever you wanted to team up with somebody, the Brecht Forum would be a good place to cohabitate with. And on the roof, there's a roof. There's a garden roof. There's an apiary. Or as I like to say, putting the bees back into WBAI. So, Dare I say it? Yes, now more than ever. Please become a BAI buddy. Please. I'm going to, by the way, be doing a show. We have a guest. Gordon Linsner will be here. We're going to start in about 3 minutes. And what we were told by the program director is basically one-third pitching and two-thirds programming. Boy, do I agree with that. And so we will be doing a show this week and next week. And so on and so forth. We don't want you to tune out. We want you to enjoy what it is that you are hearing. Ooh, since I started this yap, three people have pledged. Thank you. That's excellent. That's excellent. So please, when I spoke to the station manager tonight, Bertolt Reimers, I talked to him about 8:30, I think, because he asked me to come in a little early. He said, pitch the BAI buddy. And you know what? I was going to do that, and darn it, I am going to do that. $10 a month. Call the telephone number, area code 516-620-3602. If we ever have another fundraising drive, it will be a different phone number with BAI volunteers answering. Right now, it's a call center. This all sucks. Let's not hold back, okay? But my God, BAI does not suck. BAI deserves to live. And we deserve, for one last time, we deserve your help to foil all of the things that are against us at a time when the government is shut down and the week that New York City Opera has closed for lack of being able to find its financing. There was something else that I read is, you know, in danger of closing this week, some other great arts institution. Did I say arts institution? Did you know that WBAI has the capability of being one of the best arts places in the world, especially if we move to 388 Atlantic Avenue with a stage? Get it? Area code 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. Call now. Make that pledge. $10 a month. $10 a month. Become a BAI buddy. And we have a premium that is actually designed to be mailed out on time. It's Pacifica on a Stick plus the best of WBAI. Area code 516-620-3602. Okay, it is about 1:30, and we're going to go back for a second time to Bill Murray, and then we're going to start Hour of the Wolf. Nope, that wasn't Bill Murray. This is a little weird how this works sometimes. Let's see if I double click, that's the key.
Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls. 555-2150. What about you people in labor? Come on, every Friday night we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were with the IWW back in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat. 555-2150. It's us against the world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you? Okay, St. Mark's for girls. I'll give a kiss to every girl from St. Mark's that calls, pledges some money. Come on. You're some good-looking chicks. You got some handles over there. You mothers, you young mothers that are still up. The baby's crying. We're the only station that's got a radio daycare center, you know? We got a girl that comes in here and, you know, keeps the kids in their place. Shut up. Sit down. That kind of stuff. And it works, because the kids listen to the radio and respect the radio. Now, why don't you show a little bit of respect? Give me a phone call at 555-2150. Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again? You know, what if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know, but 1984 isn't that far away.
Here, honey, try this.
Mmm,
It looks like our regular orange-colored frozen substitute for artificial morning breakfast.
Well, the Bill, that's not funny, that sick is taking over. I have to figure out how to bring that down. Ah, here we go. Four tabs open. There it is. There it is. Okay. Gotta be careful. That album has explicit lyrics. Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program of science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. I am Jim Freund. With me this morning, Gordon Linsner, talking about his work, some events he does, and, yes, Edgar Allan Poe. Plus, become a BAI buddy.
Hour of the Wolf movie review, air date October 3rd, 2013, cloudy with a chance of meatballs 2, and we are what we are. Take 1. I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. I want to talk about two films here, and the first we can dispatch with pretty quick. Here's what you need to know about Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. It is endlessly visually amusing. As with the first film, the animators have created a colorful, elaborate, and nicely cartoony world. The character designs are clever, the physics are nice and stretchy, and the world, which in this case is composed of an island jungle inhabited by living food items generated by a haywire food machine, is well-suited to 3D. This is one of the few films where it's really worthwhile paying the extra fee for the 3D experience. The plot is nothing you haven't seen before, and no big surprises unless you happen to think that friends shouldn't be loyal to each other, in which case prepare yourself for a shocking revelation. But there are enough good laughs, there are a lot of clever visual and verbal puns on the order of such hybrid creatures as flamingos and tacodiles. Bottom line, go for the scenery, the rest of it won't hurt you. And one other thing is that this film continues the recent trend of positioning supplementary characters as breakout marketing icons. In the case of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, it's pickles. Ambulatory, affable pickles that you're supposed to embrace as goofy and adorable in their own wacky way. So, if you're tracking this kind of stuff, make note now that the equation is pickles are minions are penguins. Yeah. The other film we're talking about here merits a bit more attention. We Are What We Are is an American remake of a rather unusual Mexican horror film. The focus is on a family of cannibals living in a small town. Not your common everyday cannibals. These guys consider the serving of long pig a special occasion rooted in family tradition. Much like Thanksgiving, only in this case, the turkey begs for its life. The problem for these guys is that for the occasion we're observing, things are really going wrong. Mom dies while gathering provisions, which is to say rope and duct tape, and that forces the father, played by Bill Sage, his two teenage daughters, played by Julia Garner and Amber Childers, and his son, played by Jack Gore, to improvise. On top of that, the local doctor, whose daughter disappeared a while ago, is beginning to get suspicious, and the daughters are beginning to realize the full implications of their lifestyle, and they don't like it one bit. The director of the remake, Jim Mickle, emphasizes a low-key moodiness interlaced with shock moments and takes his story in a radically different direction than the Mexican original. That film took a gritty, naturalistic approach to its style and achieved horror through the offhand way the family regarded this aspect of their lives. It was all expressed in that title, We Are What We Are. We're cannibals, and that's that. That these people were also our protagonists, the ones we're supposedly rooting for, is where the dread resided. Mickle subverts that by having the daughters grow in opposition to their father. That's not necessarily a wrong move, but it does mean that the horror that was located in forcing the audience to see the world through the family's eyes now has to be relocated into shock moments like the occasional clutching hand or a bit of gore. Of the two versions, this is the more conventional horror film, a little more subdued, granted, and with good performances, but still operating under a moral code that doesn't really challenge the audience's preconceptions. That lack isn't enough to derail the film, but it is compounded by an ending that betrays the characters as we've come to understand them, for the sake of one more shock and a probable setup for a sequel. But for all that the original Mexican version, directed by the way by Jorge Michel Grau, is the superior one, there is a lot to be said for Mickle's reimagining, once you discount the misstep of the ending. The low-key tone may drag for some people, but I appreciated the nuance, and it does somewhat compensate for the loss of the more radical outlook. The film's still unusual enough and skillful enough that I appreciated We Are What We Are for its own take on the material. In a world of cookie-cutter horror, it stands on its own, and that makes it worth the trip. I'm Dan Persons. Check out more about the worlds of fantastic film at Cinefantastique Online over at cfqonline.com.
That's not .com, that's .com. As in, are you nervous? No, I'm calm. Speaking of nervous, this is WBAI in New York City, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio for the time being at 99.5 FM. No, we'll stay Pacifica Radio. That's not the issue. Anyway, but okay, you know, it's okay. So here's the deal. It's one-third pitch, two-thirds show. Let's do part of the two-thirds show. Well, we started with the review, this time two movies from Dan Persons of Cine Fantastique. I remember when that was a glossy magazine. I really enjoyed it. Had, you know, lots of nice features. They don't do this so much on the web, about, you know, how the special effects were done and things like that. It was a really, really good magazine. And Dan was the editor at that time, and now he's doing it for the website, which I think is run by different people or something like that. But at least he's there, and he's doing Hour of the Wolf, and he's also doing reviews on the Chronic Rift podcast. If people who used to do a Manhattan cable TV show who just, I think, for no other purpose other than to totally embarrass the people who were guests on their show in the 80s, have been putting these up, I think, on Vimeo as opposed to YouTube. I was on the show at least twice, maybe three times, and oh my God, is it embarrassing. My partner, she watches this, you know, and she sees that one of these are available. She just gets the popcorn, and I run out of the house screaming. It's like my early radio shows. Oh my, we don't have a tape recorder here. I would so much love to play you some of my very first live radio show because Fred Pohl was the guest. And he just passed away at the age of 93. And there were two other people in there. One named Lester Del Rey, and actually Pohl and Del Rey at that point were sort of a radio team. They were together on Long John Nibble's show. And some guy named Asimov. And really, as the whole object of the show, as an afternoon show, was how to keep Isaac controlled. And Fred Pohl did a brilliant job of it. And I was just like, you know, there to introduce the show and watch these two guys.